If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. Here's this week's question. Who are the stakeholders you should never ignore, but are? We all have those people within the organization, outside the organization, vendors, influencers, whomever, that just should not be ignored. Should not be, should their opinions need to be taken into consideration. You don't have to take their opinion all the time, but they need to be listened to for a variety of different reasons. One, they provide extreme value. Two, they provide key functions within the organization. C, they've been there forever and they've got a historical knowledge that maybe no one else have. Or D, if you don't listen to them, they're going to make life a living hell for everybody else. And this is reality. You listen to different people for different reasons. And the trick is building brand champions. We need to have champions of our organization, people that when we're asleep, when we're not paying attention, whatever, are talking about our brand for us and saying how awesome we are. Look at the things that we do. And oh my God, they do this and they do this and they do this and they do this. And I love dealing with them because this, whether I'm inside the company or not. And you know what? Here's the latest page. They're doing this really neat new thing. And you really should take a look at this. And we need those people in our organization. But when we marginalize them, when we ignore them, when we leave them alone, when we assume that they're good and don't really need our attention because they're our champions. They'll just do what they're going to do. They're going to start championing something else. Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Mm-mm-mm. Too many situations. Whenever I hear you talking, it always I'm literally reliving things in my life that everything you say.
That's what this is all about.
So here's the thing about those stakeholders you shouldn't ignore. It. The bottom line is every single person you interact with is a stakeholder. That being said, it goes back to that. I think we talked about it in a previous conversation where it's a two-way street communication of the value exchange between one another.
Absolutely.
And yes, everyone has a role to play because that's where their specific function and priorities are. Don't confuse the fact that their priorities is this area. Doesn't mean that they influence another area.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So one of the things that you just totally struck me as, this is 100% the reason why every single mentee I ever had, I always told them flat out, 100%, when you walk into the building of your prospect client or even existing client, always, always give every single person you interact with respect.
Absolutely.
End of. Because you'd be surprised how much the decision makers of which you're trying to get in with, they get reports back of how their team is being treated by you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen way too many times where a deal dies because a disrespect happened somewhere along the chain of the
Absolutely.
Team members that you may have not realized was a critical component to the team. So 100% all day long, respect should be at the foundation of every interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that each stakeholder has a responsibility and priority, but that doesn't diminish where that priority, for them fits in the group of things. It's like I remember a project. I was talking to the CIO and the CTO about a technology-based business challenge. They had to be able to execute on something. And in order for those tools technically to work and ensure it was secure and ensure that it fit within the company compliance for risk and all that stuff, the client for them was ultimately their marketing department. And I remember talking to marketing and reaching out to them because they're the stakeholders that are using the product, right? I wanted to make sure whatever we were putting together, A, worked for the technology side of the house, but that the end users would understand how to freaking use it and all that stuff. And I remember one of my colleagues is like, "Why are you wasting your time with marketing?" And I'm like, "Because they're the ones paying the bill, sunshine. Yes, it's coming out of IT budget or wherever, but it's coming out of their budget to pay them to pull in and all work together." And that's how you win deals, right? So don't
Oh,
diminish
absolutely.
and don't forget the ecosystem of which these people that you work with live in.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, a couple of different things come to mind. This is one, I've heard more times than not of people not getting a job because they disrespected the receptionist as they walked in the door. So people don't realize as soon as you walk through that threshold, you're being judged by everybody. Whether you leave a cup of coffee on the table and don't take it back to, say, can I take this back to the kitchen for you? Or, disrespecting a receptionist or not holding a door open for somebody as you walk through a door or whatever,
Or being rude to the waiter or waitress at
or being
lunch.
rude to, or being rude to a waiter or waitress at lunch. All of these things influence how other people think about you. I mean, I'll never forget this story. This is early on in a previous company. So this has got to be 25, 30 years ago, 25, 28 years ago. I got back to the office. I had just left the client. And I got back to the office, and one of the girls at the receptionist was just bawling her eyes out. And I said, "What's going on?" He says, "Well, so and so cl client just yelled at me, like really, really yelled at me." I said, "Pardon me?" He says, "Yeah, he was telling me how dumb I was and this and that and everything and blah, 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 blah." I said, "Excuse me." I got back in my car. I drove to their office and I fired them as a client. Absolutely fired them as a client. My attitude was, and I told the CEO of this company, he goes, "Well, I can talk to whoever I want the way I want to talk to him." I says, "No, you can't. There's a chain of command. You're mad at us. You yell at me. You want to yell at me? No problem. We'll take care of it. We'll deal with it. If you're angry at me, you know what? We'll figure out a way to get right. You have absolutely no right to yell at some poor defenseless, person in my office who can't yell back at you. You're gone." He goes, "What are you talking about?" I says, "You're fired as of today. We will by the end of the day tomorrow, because it's going to take me a day, all of your files will be couriered to you. We are done. We will be sending a final invoice. You will pay it, and we are done." And that was it. And that was a $250,000 client. Guess what? My people in the office found us a $500,000 of business because they knew I had my back. I told them we lost a $250,000 budget. I said, "Bonuses are going to be a little smaller this year because we had to do this." They found a $500,000 worth of business by going out there on their own and figuring it out based on the fact that they knew that senior leadership had their back. And we as companies need to realize that it is important to make sure that people feel valued. One
Yes.
way, shape, or form, that people feel valued, that they matter, and what they do is important. Did she screw up? Yeah, she screwed up. But that didn't negate the fact that this person had no right to yell at her.
Yeah.
Her job, his job was to yell at me, and I would have taken it and we would have figured it out.
Do you think, and even underlying this whole knowing who the stakeholder is and all that, do you think ultimately is, are we really asking ourselves, do we have manners anymore? Like, really? I mean, underlying all of it, I don't want to go too deep into it, but I can't help but think in the back of my mind, Ben, isn't this just common decency awareness?
But the
I don't
problem
know.
is that we say things online and we say things in chat groups that we would never say to our grandmother. And as I always told my son, it says, never say anything online you would never say directly to your grandmother. And that was always the litmus test. And I think we need to sit there and say, we could disagree with people. We can say that, you know what? I don't think that you're right. I think that there's a different way of looking at this. Let's talk about it. And those discussions can get heated, but they should be respectful. And I think that we've lost the ability to respect people as human beings in a lot of respects today, whether that be politics, whether that be business, whether that be personal relationships. You know, it's so much easier for us to just divest ourselves of people and move on than realize that, you know what, maybe we had a hand in the problem being started in the first place. And, you know, our egos have become so fragile. Did you ever watch the TV show The Newsroom?
No.
Okay. The very beginning scene of The Newsroom is in an auditorium, and people, and I'll see if I can find it and I'll put it online. But the question is, what makes America the greatest country in the world? And the key character, and now I can't remember his name, goes into this rant of why America is not the greatest country in the
Yeah.
world.
I know
But
that from a short reel. Yeah,
right,
okay.
but the key words were, but it used to be. And it used to be, and we weren't so scared, and we weren't so small, and we weren't, you know, we weren't, we built great things, and we didn't beat our chest about it. And I think that we need to go back to that place where, as individuals, it needs to be we versus me. And everybody is so worried about their own personal truth, which drives me nuts, and that's a different story altogether. There is no truth. There's beliefs, there's ideas, and there's ideology, but none of us are smart enough to understand what truth truly is.
Yeah.
But we need to get back to the fact where, you know what, we are much stronger as a collective than we are individually. And I think that we
Yes.
need to look at the world that way, and because of that, we marginalize people because we do that in order to feed our own self-interest and our own self-belief of our own self-worth. And if we were far more comfortable with our own self-worth, we wouldn't feel the need to belittle others.
I agree. I mean, poof. You have such a great point. I say this all the time. Okay, audience, I'd love to hear your perspective on this because I think, you know, Ben and I, like, we kind of go off in our own little worlds, and I can't help but think, what are you guys seeing and what are you guys experiencing, and how would you suggest that we, value all the appropriate stakeholders, right? That was relevant to whatever our interests or our needs, or I don't know. I would just love to hear your guys' insights on it, because I also, let me just, and I know we have to land this plane a little bit, but I also just want to say one last thing is, it's also okay to prioritize, though, the stakeholders. So
Yes,
you're not
absolutely.
kissing booty to every single fracking person, but just to be respectful and polite enough is also, I think, goes a long way, because I can also see the flip side where it'd be exhausting, where you're constantly kissing, you know what, to
Yeah.
every single person in the world. We're not saying that. I
And
think
your
we're,
opinion matters too.
yeah. I mean, yes. That's all. That's the only thing I want to say is like, yeah, what we're not saying is like everyone needs to be high-fiving and hugging and loving on every single person, because that's not,
Not at all.
that's exhausting.
No, but I think that we need to sit there and say, okay, I've heard you. I understand what you have to say, but we're going in this direction because,
Yeah.
I understand that for your department and for your particular needs, you need this. However, as an organization, this is our mission, vision, and goals. This is what we're moving towards. This is what we're trying to achieve. That doesn't fit within the organization's goals and mission chart. And therefore, it's not going to become a priority.
Yeah.
And I think when we can explain things and let people know, says, I hear you, and that may be a good idea, but it's not a good idea now, and this is why. I think we gain a lot of trust other than just saying no. If we just say no, we don't do that, or we're not doing that. We don't do this because of, or that doesn't fit with our goals right now, or we're working on something. I can't tell you what it is, but it's going to make that, it'll make that better, or it's going to make that problem obsolete. I
Yeah.
can't tell you what it is, but and giving people a hint about why you're going into a direction contrary to the one that they want, but you still understood and valued what they had to say.
Love that. I love that.
Okay, so let's land this plane. I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
We'll see you soon. But hey, listen, click like and subscribe. Why not? You know what? People like us. You do too. Be there.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at iambenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeanmedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.